Welcome back to Tesla Daily. Today's show is sponsored by Tesla Box. Get real-time Sentry alerts with video, seamless cloud and on-device backup, all with a simple USB connection. Now, let's dive into the news. BYD just reported quarterly revenue exceeding Tesla's for the first time. This is a major milestone in the EV market, signaling a potential shift in the competitive landscape.
Absolutely. BYD's revenue hit $28.2 billion, surpassing Tesla's $25.2 billion. This win, driven by record sales of 1.1 million cars, is fueled by China's renewed EV subsidies and BYD's aggressive pricing strategy.
BYD's strategy of offering more advanced features at lower prices is interesting. While boosting sales, it also impacts profit margins. How sustainable is this approach in the long run?
That's the key question. While their vertical integration and control over battery and chip production give them a margin advantage over competitors like Tesla, Zeekr, and XPeng, this price war is a double-edged sword. It solidifies market leadership, but potentially sacrifices per-vehicle profit.
And what about their global expansion? With the EU imposing tariffs and overseas sales dipping, that seems like a significant hurdle.
Indeed. While their new Thailand factory represents a step forward, navigating geopolitical risks, policy changes, and the complexities of international operations will be crucial for sustaining their growth trajectory. Over-reliance on the Chinese market might become a vulnerability in the face of rising protectionism.
Tesla's sales are slipping in California, a key EV market. This marks the third consecutive quarter of decline, coinciding with Elon Musk's increasingly vocal political stances. Is this a blip or a trend?
It's a significant trend, especially in a state like California. While Tesla still dominates the market share, a 3.5% drop against a 2% overall EV sales increase signals a shift. Consumers, especially in progressive California, are reacting to Musk's political alignment.
The article mentions Jason Bateman ditching his Tesla due to Musk's Trump endorsement. Anecdotal, sure, but indicative of a broader sentiment. How much do you think this Musk factor is impacting sales?
It's hard to quantify, but the impact is undeniable. Tesla's aging model lineup and increased competition contribute, but Musk's political forays add another layer of complexity. For environmentally conscious consumers, his alignment with figures like Trump can create cognitive dissonance.
And this comes at a time when Tesla is facing other headwinds, slowing EV demand, increased competition, and perhaps a saturation of the early adopter market. Do you think Tesla's current strategy is sufficient to navigate these challenges?
Price cuts and incentives have yielded diminishing returns. They need to address the Musk factor head-on, perhaps through strategic communication or even a clear separation of Musk's personal politics from the Tesla brand. Focusing on product innovation and refreshing their lineup would also be crucial.
Jesse Levinson, Zoox co-founder and CTO, didn't mince words at TechCrunch Disrupt, calling out Tesla's robo-taxi ambitions as unrealistic. He claims Tesla lacks the necessary tech, specifically criticizing their camera-only approach. This comes just weeks after Musk unveiled the Cybercab prototype and announced plans for a robo-taxi service by late 2025.
Levinson's critique isn't just about hardware. He argues Tesla's FSD, while impressive at times, creates a false sense of complacency. He goes as far as to say it's 100 times less safe than a human driver, citing publicly available metrics. This directly contradicts Tesla's safety reports, which have been criticized for being selective.
It's a bold statement, especially considering Zoox is about to launch its own robo-taxi service in San Francisco and Las Vegas. Is this a case of healthy competition or a strategic jab at a major rival?
It's likely a bit of both. Zoox is clearly positioning itself as a leader in the robo-taxi space, emphasizing its custom-built vehicles and advanced sensor suite. Levinson's comments highlight the different approaches. Tesla's vision-only system versus Zoox's multi-sensor approach. This debate about the best path to true autonomy is crucial for the industry's future.
The timing is interesting. Zoox's impending launch and Levinson's public critique create pressure on Tesla to deliver. Musk's ambitious timelines are now under even greater scrutiny. It'll be interesting to see how Tesla responds, both in terms of technology and public relations. Tesla's new Powerwall 3 expansion units are designed to cut installation times significantly, almost by half. They achieve this by using a DC expansion unit, essentially a Powerwall 3 without the inverter. This allows for faster stacking and connection.
This is a smart move by Tesla. By separating the inverter and battery modules, they're streamlining the installation process and likely reducing costs. It also offers more flexibility for customers needing higher energy capacity. This modular design is a trend we're seeing across the energy storage sector.
Exactly. The expansion unit is $1,000 cheaper than a regular Powerwall 3. This makes scaling up your home battery system more affordable. Plus, Tesla claims a 2-Powerwall system with the expansion unit can be installed in just 22 minutes, compared to 45 minutes for a standard 2-Powerwall setup. That's a huge time saver.
This speed and cost efficiency could be a game changer, especially as Tesla ramps up Powerwall production. They recently announced a production capacity of 700,000 units per year. Faster installations mean they can deploy these units much more rapidly, potentially accelerating the adoption of home energy storage.
It also strengthens their position in the face of increasing competition. Other companies are entering the market with innovative solutions. Tesla's focus on streamlined installation and cost reduction could give them a significant edge.
Absolutely. It's not just about the product itself, but the entire ecosystem. Tesla's integrated approach, combining solar panels, power walls, and electric vehicles, creates a compelling value proposition for consumers looking for a comprehensive, sustainable energy solution.
Let's talk about Xiaomi's audacious move into the luxury EV market. They just unveiled the SU7 Ultra, a $114,000 electric sports car that they claim is the fastest 4-door production vehicle. This comes just months after their entry into the EV market with the more affordable SU7.
It's a bold strategy, going head-to-head with established players like Tesla and Porsche. While Xiaomi has brand recognition in consumer electronics, the automotive world is a different beast. This direct challenge to Tesla, especially with the fastest claim, puts them squarely in the spotlight.
Xiaomi's CEO, Lei Jun, presented the SU7 Ultra after a 3-hour product update live stream. This suggests they're leveraging their existing fan base and marketing prowess to generate hype. It's a classic Xiaomi playbook: disrupt the market with a high-spec, lower-priced alternative.
But the price point of $114,000 raises questions. It's significantly higher than their base SU7, which starts under $30,000. This leap into the luxury segment could be risky. Are they trying to establish themselves as a premium brand too quickly?
Perhaps. It's a balancing act. They need to capture the attention of luxury buyers while maintaining their value-for-money image. The success of the SU7 Ultra will depend on whether consumers perceive it as a genuine Tesla competitor or just an overpriced Xiaomi. We'll be watching closely to see how this plays out. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to the Tesla Daily Show.